Welcome to the October 2012 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. Okay, where is the birthplace of the American Navy? Lots of places claim the honor, and surprisingly, each one makes a pretty convincing argument in its favor. Well, to start with, the two Massachusetts towns that have argued with each other for years over this question are Marblehead, Massachusetts, of course, and Beverly. Marblehead's claim: on September 2nd, 1775, George Washington commissioned a Marblehead man, Captain Nicholas Broughton, a Marblehead ship, the Hannah, and a Marblehead crew into the service of the United Colonies of North America. Sounds like an open and shut case for Marblehead, right? Wrong. You see, when Washington's order came through, the Hannah was tied up in Beverly Harbor. She therefore sailed forth from Beverly on her first mission as a U.S. Navy ship. Well, back in 1935, the two towns asked the Secretary of the Navy, then a man named Charles Swanson, to come to Massachusetts, investigate the claims of both these towns, and settle the question once and for all. Secretary Swanson, obviously not experienced in New England ways, naively accepted what he considered to be merely a simple matter of looking up a few historical facts. Within several days of his arrival from Washington, he found Marblehead's claim to be true. Then he discovered that Beverly's claim was also true. About this time, word of the Secretary's investigation began to get around, and it wasn't long before he received a letter from the governors of South Carolina and Georgia, saying that as early as July 1775, naval forces created by both of these states had jointly captured a British supply ship carrying powder and had then delivered this powder to the Continental Congress for the use of the United Colonies. Both, therefore, claimed to be the birthplace of the American Navy. Then he discovered that on August 1, 1775, Commodore James Smith had taken command of the sloop Enterprise at Crown Point, Lake Champlain, quote, for the service of the United Colonies, unquote. Even today, anyone traveling through Whitehall, New York, has seen the large sign proclaiming that town as the birthplace of the American Navy. Rhode Island inserted its oar, too. On August 4, 1775, General Washington had requested the governor of that state to send ships to Bermuda, capture British powder stored there. The Rhode Island sloop Katy did just that. The secretary was told that in no uncertain terms by a group of Rhode Islanders sent to speak to him. In their minds, he should designate Rhode Island as the birthplace of the American Navy. Finally, the now somewhat harried and thoroughly confused secretary learned that 5 days before the Battle of Bunker's Hill, a Captain Jerry O'Brien had sailed out of Machias, Maine, and with a crew of farmers armed with pitchforks, sabers, and axes, had boarded a British naval sloop of 4 guns, the Margarita, and forced it to surrender. Machias, Maine strongly claimed, and still claims, to be the true birthplace of the American Navy. It was at this point in his investigation that the secretary was heard to mutter to one of his aides, "Oh, to hell with it." That evening he boarded a train and returned to Washington. And so, like many such historical squabbles here in New England, the various claims continue to this very day. Frankly, I don't think the matter will ever be settled. At least I hope not.